This is taken from Amazing Grace by author Eric Metaxas. The comments of one MP named Jenkinson about suspending the question until the end of the year seemed to set Wilberforce off, and he rose to say what was on his mind.
There is something not a little provoking in the dry, calm way in which gentlemen are apt to speak of the sufferings of others, he said. The question suspended? Is the desolation of wretched Africa suspended? Are all the complicated miseries of this atrocious trade, is the work of death suspended? No, sir. I will not delay this motion, and I will call upon the House not to insult the forbearance of heaven by delaying this tardy act of justice.
One may see in these comments how Wilberforce years later came to be thought of as the conscience of the nation. Here's an excerpt from Hello World, the multi-language book for kids by Brittany S. Gardner. This is how people say hello in 10 different languages. Let's begin. This is how the French say hello to each other. Bonjour, or salut. They sometimes add ça va, which means how are you? The Spanish, when they greet you, say hola, which means hello or hi. Can you say hola? You did it! That's right. Did you know about 917 million people who speak Mandarin say ni hao to mean hello? Here's a fun fact. Mandarin is the most spoken language in the world for native speakers. In India, one of the languages they speak is Hindi, and they say namaste, which they mean hello. Let's repeat. Namaste, which means hello in Hindi. You got it. You are fantastic. Hooray! This is from Saving the Land of Abraham by author Al Lone. General Cohen, the floor is yours. Thank you, General Yusuf. Here's what we know so far. At 1400 hours Zulu time on the 4th of December, Colonel Baruch received a phone call from one of our informants that an imminent attack on the King David Hotel was about to commence. Wedding guests, including the president and other high-ranking officials, occupied the banquet hall. Following protocol, the dignitaries were immediately ushered into their vehicles and driven back to the Knesset via a safe route. Internal security, under the command of Colonel Rubin, guided all other guests into the bomb shelter. As a side comment, and off the record, the colonel was the bride in the wedding. What a fiery start. Colonel Rubin blushed and sent a killer look towards General Cohen, her husband. Reconnaissance helicopters noticed two suspicious vans on the Jerusalem Road approaching the city. When they came within sight of our roadblock, they U-turned and drove in the direction of the Gaza border. Two of our tanks intercepted them and fired several warning shots. When the vans continued coming, they fired to kill. Faith-Based Fraud by Warren Smith. So in November of 1993, I published an 8-page newsletter, the Charlotte Christian News. Ultimately, we expanded. And by 2000, we had become a weekly tabloid newspaper called the Charlotte World. By 2003, we had other newspapers around the country. I built it, and some came. In our short history, we were twice named the Christian Newspaper of the Year by the Evangelical Press Association. Nonetheless, two recessions, an industry-altering shift in technology, and other factors hurt newspapers. The Charlotte World published for 15 years, but ultimately became one of the thousands of newspapers that closed its doors in the aftermath of the tech bust, 9/11, and the 2008-2009 financial crisis. But those papers served a powerful purpose in my life. They helped me discover my true vocation, which was journalism informed by a Christian worldview. But I also learned that Christians have a distaste for hard-hitting investigative journalism, especially when it comes to their own. This excerpt is from Good Things Always Happen in Springtime by Fisher Joanne. He fell asleep and dreamt that they were still in Germany. They were married and living in the back of the shop just as they had planned initially. One day while he was working on a shoe and talking with his wife, two Gestapo agents walked in and called out, "George Fisher!" "Yes, I am he. How can I help you today?" "We found this record of marriage today and came to investigate," one of the agents said, as he showed George a copy of their marriage certificate. "Is this yours?" he asked. "Yes, it is," George replied, terrified.
Where is your wife?
The other agent asked loudly.
I am here,
Charlotte said as she quickly came to the front of the shop. The agent took her arm and pulled her out the door, forced her to kneel, and shot her in the head.